This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. There used to be an Irish pub in my neighborhood. Now it's an urgent care center, one of seven within about 3 miles. Maybe you've noticed this too. Urgent care clinics are popping up in communities everywhere, and there's been an influx of investment with big names like Amazon acquiring One Medical. So what's all this going to mean for patients? Marketplace's Kristen Schwab reports.
When you think of a last-minute doctor's visit, you probably don't think of a pleasant experience. But the waiting room at Northwell Health's urgent care center on Manhattan's Upper West Side feels a bit spa-like, with leather chairs and beige stone backsplash. Neil Shipley is the company's New York medical director.
You'll see lots of rounded edges and, you know, it's supposed to be warm and inviting and welcoming.
Maybe more important to the experience is what patients don't see, the center's in-house lab. 10 machines are busy running COVID tests. That's that fan-like noise you hear in the background. The technology is so compact, the size of a brick, they almost look like toys.
Wow, we've come so far. It's like you have to remember how far we've come in a couple of years.
So this kind of thing used to only be able to be done in an analyzer that would like take up the space of like a classroom, right? And now it's literally the size of a, you know, a handheld device.
Urgent care centers became a critical piece of the healthcare system during the pandemic, partly because of COVID testing and treatment, and also because at one point, besides overstretched emergency rooms, urgent care was one of the few places people could go for a sprained wrist or a UTI.
We did our best to sort of protect the rest of the healthcare system and keep people out of the emergency departments. And when primary care offices were closed at the time and emergency departments were overwhelmed, we did stay open.
There are more than 11,000 urgent care facilities in the U.S., compared to 4,000 emergency rooms. And urgent care is expanding. Lou Ellen Horowitz, CEO of the Urgent Care Association, says the industry grows around 10% each year because it's become a business opportunity.
The mega companies, if you want to call them that.
Chains like Concentra, MedExpress, and CityMD.
Is a relatively new phenomenon. And what really made all of that possible was private equity interest in the space.
Private equity realizes urgent care is a gap filler for the uninsured, who pay on average a tenth of what they would at the ER, and for the growing number of people who don't have a primary care physician.
There's also a time access that we fulfill that I'm sick and I need to get in to see my primary care doctor for, but I can't get an appointment for 3 weeks.
That's because there aren't enough of them. Experts say the country will face a shortage of up to 55,000 PCPs in the next decade. Ari Friedman, an ER doctor and health economist at the University of Pennsylvania, worries people have become too reliant on urgent care and are skipping preventative health care.
There's this idea of like the longitudinal relationship with your primary care doctor, right? Where you just don't just see somebody once, you see them kind of over and over and over again, and that builds a relationship.
A relationship with someone who notices that you've been complaining about your back for a year or that you're overdue for a colonoscopy. Urgent cares associated with hospital systems shrug off this criticism. They say patients are more likely to stay within the system, and urgent care doctors can refer them to their own specialists, which is also how they make money, a pyramid of referrals. Friedman says independent practices rely on churn, a large volume of flu shots and strep tests. And the problem with this is that to make money, clinics tend to open in wealthier communities.
The model has a huge amount of potential, but we need to put urgent care in places where they're increasing access.
That's lower income neighborhoods and rural areas, which already suffer from healthcare shortages. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.